Ford Hill Farm is really interesting for its wildlife because it hasn't got very much. Now, that sounds a little bit silly. My name is John Hughes and I'm from Shropshire Wildlife Trust.
It's a fairly ordinary, typical North Shropshire farm.
Not masses and masses of wildlife here. But actually, when you compare it to what's around it, it's a little oasis sitting in a desert. The surrounding farmland for miles and miles is pretty much dead as far as wildlife is concerned. I think a great illustration of how farming and wildlife combines at Ford Hall is standing on the raised bit by the farmhouse, and you look out over the Ford Hall fields. They've got colour and texture. Here we are in early autumn at the moment, and there are dark green rushes, there are muted green grasses, there are browns in some of the other herbage that's out there. Now compare and contrast with that with fields that aren't within Ford Hall Farm. They are bright green, and I think what that's telling me. It is that in those bright green fields, there are probably very, very few species. There are a couple of species of grasses and there'll be a few other things living in there. You look at Ford Hall, the habitat is wonderful for all sorts of things to thrive. The point is that the farming system accommodates wildlife. It doesn't try and get rid of it. It doesn't try and kill it off. It allows whatever is around to be there. You can see that reflected in the vegetation, which means you'll see it reflected in the wildlife. So as you walk through the field, at one minute what you'll see are a set of grasses. Then it goes wet and you'll see some rushes. And then there's high nitrogen because of the river. So you'll see nettles. So you just get these changes all the time. And that changing mosaic of vegetation means you'll get a fantastic variety of wildlife. Ford Hall's very much about understanding the web of life. The web of life's really all about the notion that one thing supports another and nothing can exist in isolation. So any bit of wildlife that you choose, lapwing that are going to be living down on the wet bit by the river. If you haven't got mud that's got insects in it, the lapwing aren't going to survive. And if you haven't got the right vegetation for those insects to live on, the insects. So everything is interconnected, and the system at Ford Hall accepts that, allows for that, and works with it.
Hello, I'm Chris Banger. I'm a fisheries technical specialist for the Environment Agency. We're down here, we're on the River Turn on Ford Hall Farm, and we're in a lovely section here that's got a really nice meander, series of bends. And we've stood under this great willow tree that's here, and this is the sort of perfect riverine habitat that we have on this section of river. This is very, very natural to here. It hasn't been straightened for any reason, for land drainage or anything like that. And this is how the river should be. We've got this lovely sort of water riffling through here, coming over shallow sections and into very deep sections. And this is where we'll find the varying fish species that we get in the River Turn here. And this is the active river channel that we want to see, and the habitat that I spend a lot of time trying to recreate. This river and farming practices along it have actually sort of meant that the river has been straightened, it's been drained, and because of some of the nutrients going in there, we get too many plants and it gets quite sort of blocked up. And farmers don't like to see bits of tree hanging in the river, so they tend to pull them out. But they're really important. They're important to the habitat that's here. They provide areas for fish to hide under. They provide areas for fish to spawn on. They also provide the area for the food that's very important to the fish, and that's the invertebrates that are in this river. So this is a very, very nice sort of natural section of river that we have here, and that we're really trying to hope that we can encourage Ben and Charlotte to sort of recreate in other parts of the river. And primarily we want to do that because we want to sort of increase the fish stocks that we've got here. Fish stocks on this river, because of the management of it, have had a bit of a hammering. And we want to see the diversity. We've only got one or two sort of types of fish species realistically left around, but there should be more like about 10, 12 different species of fish in this area. And we might find them here in this section, but I can guarantee that if I was to go maybe a mile out of this farm, farms that maybe have much more intensive practices on them, we won't find those fish around there.